Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday here on the Wendy's Big Show. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. And joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday is Bucks point guard Eric Bledsoe. Eric, how you doing this afternoon, man?
Good, man. How you guys?
We're doing well. Other than on-the-court stuff, because that seems to be working out pretty well for you guys since you got to Milwaukee, have you settled into the city yet? Have you found a few spots that you like, some place where you like to get something to eat, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, it's a little place that's there, like chicken wings. I kind of go there a little bit.
That's good. Okay, let's get to this Bucks.
Go ahead, Steve.
First off and foremost, when you got here, the one thing that we've talked about nonstop for, this is probably the third year now, is the defensive scheme on this team and how aggressive it is with doubling and trapping and so forth. And it leaves you susceptible to guys shooting wide open threes and so forth. And I think this team is last in allowing three-pointers in the league right now. And you guys have made some adjustments here as of late. What did you think about the defensive scheme, having played against it when you were in Phoenix?
I mean, when we played against them in Phoenix, when I played against it, it was pretty tough, man. Pretty much predicated on the big man, got to beat you, make a decision. And we played a great big man last night, and Al Horford made, you know, some great plays, after pick and roll. So I think we've been doing a great job. You know, defense is all about effort, man. As long as you keep giving, a lot of effort, you should be fine.
The thing that I worry about, and I always call it hair on fire defense, is that it just seems to me that this defense really demands more effort. Now, when it's played right, and we saw it played right several times this year, and we saw it really against the Raptors in the one game last year where they smothered the Raptors, it looks outstanding. But when you're playing it that way, I think it kind of takes away energy from guys on the floor and maybe affects the offensive side of the floor.
We got a great defensive team. We got great defensive players, length, quick players, anything you ask for on defense. It's, like I said, it's just effort, no matter what it is. And on the offensive end, we just got to, move the ball. Teams make us play, both sides, and we got to start making teams play both sides as well. It's all it's about.
So let me ask you about playing with Giannis. Now you, obviously early outside looking in, now you're here with him. Is he better than you thought he was?
He pretty much everything I thought he was.
Really?
Yeah. Besides, I didn't know he passed the ball as well as he does. And, he definitely played as hard as anybody I've played with. So he played both ends. He never give up on plays. He plays extremely with extremely a lot of energy. So, he's pretty much everything I thought he would be.
Can you compare him to anybody you played with at Kentucky?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, he's a one-of-a-kind player. I mean, he's a big and like a point guard with a point guard's mind. I mean, he can score the ball, pass. He's working on his jump shot. He can play great defense, both ends. He's pretty much a one-of-a-kind talent.
Is this where you want to be? Because I think if you go back, look at Phoenix, things weren't working out well there for you. You get moved over here, and a lot of guys in the NBA are just not coming to Milwaukee to come play. Is this one of the teams that you want to go to?
I just wanted to have been put in a good situation.
Yeah.
To get a chance to, play at a championship. And I mean, it's a great place to be. It's a great place to be, man. I was looking, outside, and I knew this was one of the teams, that wanted me. And, they got a great, great talented team, great coach, organization. And when I got here, I was extremely excited.
Have you seen Jabari yet?
Oh, yeah, he looks scary, man.
Does he?
He looks scary, yeah. year. He's been playing, been playing well. He looks great. You couldn't even tell he had, you know, surgery. So he looks great.
So why isn't he on the floor yet, man?
I mean, you know, it's a process, man. You don't want to jump right into it after, you know, having an injury like that. You want to make sure the confidence is there. You definitely want to make sure, you know, you get, you know, 110% healthy. You don't want to, you know, come back half, you know, with an injury like that.
For you, how is it as far as getting into the flow of the offense and getting your shots? I mean, you were really going on an offensive tear here the last few games on the West Coast trip. And then last night, only a couple shots there in the first half. And then you really got into it in the second half and got going on the offensive side of the floor again.
I just know how to play basketball. I just know how to play the game. No matter what system I'm put in, I know how to, you know, make the most of it. You know, that's why I think what's so special about me that, you know, I could play, you know, any off the ball, on the ball, you know, anything that I need to do to help the team win, I pretty much try to do that.
When you start talking about this bench and how they've played to this point, it's not a bench in which you're playing 10 or 12 guys a night. It's a shorter rotation. But on the bench, the guys that aren't playing are a lot of young, inexperienced guys for the most part. At this point, how has it been practicing with those guys and then picking up on things and learning things?
Like I said, they're talented, man. You know, as much as it is, we might need them, and they always got to stay ready. You know, practicing with them, they play hard. They play hard, and that's a big, you know, thing that can get lost when you know, not playing. You get frustrated not playing and, you know, just sitting there watching, you know, other players play. You know, when your opportunity comes, you just got to, you know, make the most of it because, you know, it's going to come at some point.
You know, if you look around the NBA right now, there's kind of, I don't want to say super teams, but there are a lot of guys teaming up to start and play with one another. Then you've got the Milwaukee Bucks, basically, who drafted some players and absolutely and kind of brought yourself and Middleton in. Then you look at Philly, what they're doing. What can you do? You think the Bucks are kind of headed that way, although that you guys are young, where you can be like Golden State or be like what Cleveland's doing or Boston, kind of put something together. Where are you guys headed?
No question. No, I think we definitely are. You know, as you can see, you know, it's a process. You know, everybody took those bumps in the road, you know, to get where they're at. You know, Golden State wasn't always, you know, Golden State. They, you know, took their hits where, you know, Steph, you know, and Monte played together. You know, they was figuring that out. You know, Philly, you know, they went through their little drought. You know, and LeBron, then, he's came in the league, you know, dominating. But, you know, it took him a process to, you know, figure out the game. So, it's a process when it comes to that. But, you know, as long as you're heading in the right direction, as you said, you know, drafting the right players, getting the right guys in, you know, getting better, making progress, you know, every year. No, you can always, you know, say yeah.
Talking with Eric Bledsoe of the Milwaukee Bucks here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Eric, rumblings out there, obviously, with the Bucks and trade rumors and so forth with different teams. One of the names that came up, DeAndre Jordan, the center for the Clippers. You obviously have played with him in the past. How is your relationship with DeAndre? I heard it was a pretty good one.
It is, man. Me and DeAndre had a, you know, pretty good relationship. You know, we don't talk as much, but, you know, we always check up on each other, you know, joke with each other, you know, Instagram and, you know, texting or when we play against each other or whatnot. But, you know, it's pretty good. You know, he's like a, you know, a big brother to me.
All right, now, so you got yourself a coat yet, bro? You got a down jacket, you got a coat, you got a hat,
you got
a glove.
He's asking if you're ready for the snow.
I'm for sure prepared, man. I got off the plane yesterday. The wind just hit me in the face.
Yeah, it does.
I was not prepared for that.
Where are you originally from, Eric?
Alabama.
Oh, okay.
It get cold down there, but not as cold.
Not like this? Not like slap you in the face cold?
No, man, Alabama gets cool.
Not like that.
Alabama gets cool. Man, have you ever got, like, I don't know, -5, -6 degree temperature in Alabama?
No, you don't get that, but you get, like, 40s and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's cold at 40. Yeah.
Eric,
yeah.
40s around here, people are wearing shorts, man.
Yeah, you'll see that. Come February, when it's like in the 40s, people will be out wearing no jackets, T-shirts, and probably shorts. That's probably what's going to happen. Because it's going to feel like it's like 75 when it's 40 come February, come about March or April.
No, I seen it yesterday, man. People was running in the cold. I was like, man, what are you doing?
No, that ain't what you said.
I agree. Yeah.
That ain't what you said, Eric. You know what you said?
What?
Man, these white people crazy. That's what you said. I'm going to keep it 100. Because that's what I said. I'm from Georgia. When I came up here, I said, man, ain't no way in the world I'm going to be doing this like that.
No way in the world I'm going to be running in this type of weather.
That's what treadmills are for, right, Eric?
Yeah, exactly. That's what gyms are for.
Hey, real quick, what do you think about, have you been over to a new facility? What do you think about the new facilities that they're building over here now?
Oh, I haven't been. I haven't been, but I heard it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right, my brother.
That is Eric Bledsoe, Bucks point guard, and our guest for the last few minutes here on a Milwaukee Bucks Tuesday on the Wendy's Big Show. Eric, really appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. And Eric Bledsoe joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.